John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you change your mind, I'll be first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go, if you're feeling down, if you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and that ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, if you let me try, take a chance on me. That's all I ask of you, Angela. Take a chance. Take a chance. On me.
Hey, how'd it go? Yeah, what'd you say?
I don't know yet. I have to call you back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now hold on a second.
Were you looking for another tune?
I done screwed that up. Give me a second.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
This isn't groovy. But I think
I like that.
I think I was looking for. Hold on a second. Nope.
It's nice too. I like that CD
hold
you
on.
Have.
Ah, you magnificent bastard.
Rommel.
I read your book.
If you change your mind. Take a chance on the first in line.
See?
Yeah, that would have worked.
Out of this.
If you change your mind, I'll be first in line. Honey, I'm still.
Yeah, I think the audience needs to hear what it would have sounded like.
Let me just back it up.
No place to go. Take a chance.
It's a long song. He sings almost the whole thing. Yes.
On me.
I love that moment.
Hey, how'd it go? Yeah, what'd you say?
I don't know yet. I have to call you back.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you change your mind.
Aha.
Yeah. On the first in line.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Mommy Booby.
Like those.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's real bad.
My apologies. Normally I would have that tied right out of sight, ABBA into ABBA, but we're going through a kind of a Chinese fire drill now.
Yes, lots going on this very busy Friday.
Trying to reconfigure how it is that we can get 10 minutes with the very exciting Eva Mendez.
Ooh. Yeah, who's in one of the hottest movies in the country that's opening tonight. We Own the Night.
Yeah, she's hot as balls.
She
was in Training Day with Denzel.
Yeah, this is a big movie for her. I mean, this is a huge movie. Joaquin Phoenix, Mark Wahlberg, Robert Duvall.
So apparently, you know, in the crazy world that we live in, where celebrities are supposed to be on the show and they never show up on time. Uh-huh. You know, I offer as Exhibit A that lady that got hit by the car at the
Meredith.
Office.
Yes.
Meredith, yeah. She wasn't even featured last night on The Office. She had like...
She was 5 seconds.
She came in and asked the guy to sign her cast and that was it.
Her cast on her crotch.
So we were supposed to have her on. We based the entire show around hitting a certain mark. Uh-huh. And as always happens... You know, she dicked out at the last minute.
Right.
She said, I'm going to be on Jay Leno. Well, John, our producer this week, said, we have Eva Mendez at exactly 4:20 today.
Oh.
And I said, sure. And no problem.
Right.
So we got talking with George.
Yeah.
And we went to commercial.
Is it Eva or Ava?
It's Eva Braun.
And Eva Mendez.
Eva Mendez, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we went to, my apologies, all that as well. We went to break. At about 19 after the hour, and at 20 minutes after, Just our luck.
You know, when we...
Phone rang.
Yeah, when we when we have them, they're going to come in and we say, yeah, there's a chance, but, you know, they're usually late and it's bam.
It's my fault. I lost at this gamble because I figured, okay, yesterday, the chick that really we didn't have much to say to, the lady from the office, we waited and waited and waited. Mm-hmm. She didn't call. There's not a chance if we wait an extra 5 minutes that... Eva Mendez is going to call.
And there she is, being as punctual as the day is long.
Now, John, did you actually speak to Eva yourself?
I did not. I spoke to her people, and it is Ava, like Ava Gabor.
Oh, so you're right. So it's Eva Mendez. Ava
Mendez. Now we know.
Stop it, Rob. Ava Mendez.
Ava Mendez. So we do have 10 solid minutes with her coming up, right?
Yes, at 5 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time when I was announcing the President's Cup. And a very dignified and, you know, wonderfully sedate PGA Tour. Very, lots of honored guests, presidents, senators, everybody standing around. And I got to introduce all these foreign players from the international team. And anybody that follows golf knows there's this player named Retief Goosen. And he's, I think he's from Sweden. Maybe not Sweden. South Africa. He's from South Africa. And right before 5 minutes, I got the guy from NBC tapping me on the shoulder and saying to me, okay, we're going to tap you on the shoulder when it's time to announce the players. You wait a beat and go right to it. And one of the marshals walks up to me and says, hey, this is literally within 3 minutes of going on the air live on NBC. He says, listen, Retief Goosen, are you aware of the fact most announcers don't know this? But the G is silent. I believe it's pronounced Retief Goosen. And I, you know, it's totally off the wall. Yeah. It's 3 minutes. I'm sitting there and I go up and I think I was so panicked.
Sure.
That the only person I could ask was the captain of the American team, Ken Venturi. I said, excuse me, Mr. Venturi, someone just told me. And I'm babbling to him like, Mr. Venturi, somebody just told me that it's Retief Goosen is pronounced Usen. He's like, the hell are you talking about? It's Goosen. And that was it. But it's, you know, it's a similar type of thing when you're getting pronunciations and everybody's got a theory. And when you overthink the pronunciations of names, it's very difficult.
And besides, when I think of her, I don't think of her name. I don't think of anything except
hotitude.
Yeah.
And turbo hotitude.
And normally not my cup of tea. I don't normally go, you know, swarthy. But boy, oh boy, she's hot as balls.
Oh, she's lovely. She really is. She's wonderful. And, you know, she's the star is on the fast track, no question about it.
Let me see. We got a bunch of tapes that we can hear. Okay, I'm just doing the time in my head. Mm-hmm. We're fine. We got about 5 minutes before we should break. Then we talk to her. Two tapes. First, you've heard the Ann Coulter tape. You've heard about her, right?
Yes. Oh, God, what an ass.
About how Jews need to be perfected?
The man, Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard what I believe is a total setup by CBS with Drew Carey?
No.
Okay. There's a thing on YouTube. Uh-huh. Rob called me today and said, CBS has leaked 2 minutes of a woman playing Plinko with Drew Carey as a tease for the upcoming Price is Right.
Uh-huh. This is for a promo?
No, this is just something that they just slipped on YouTube as a way to show people this is what the show's going to It's almost 2.5 minutes long.
Okay. And it is the real Drew Carey.
Yes, it is. It's right from the show. I maintain to you, I may be totally off base, as I am with a lot of stuff. This just reeks to me of a setup because it's on his very first show. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to how excited the woman gets.
Okay.
You got to listen to her say she's going to pee her pants. Mm-hmm. And how many $10,000 Plinkos in a row?
I think at least two.
So this is a CBS setup where they fake the winning just to make it something.
Oh, no, CBS put this on YouTube. They've already taped Drew Carey doing The Price is Right.
Right.
CBS leaked, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. a clip and put it on the internet.
Okay.
So you can see a highlight of an upcoming show.
Right.
I saw it, and I saw it, and I saw it with cynical eyes. And I said,
it's fake.
The woman is too excited. Right. The Plinko doesn't ever go 2-3 times in a row.
So you're thinking for his first show, they created a winning scenario?
Mike, you listen and tell me if you believe.
I will tell you before you play this that I've always thought of all the games on The Price is Right, the most riggable is Plinko, without a question. All you have to do, it's just a question of taking those nails
Now, at the very first thing she says to Drew Carey is, "Oh, I love you. I love you."
Okay.
Like a woman would with Bob Barker.
Very good.
You listen and tell me, am I paranoid? Here we go.
Retail price is $2,098. Marie! Marie, how are you?
This is a doer now.
I couldn't wait to see you, so thank you. I couldn't wait to see you.
You're going to cry? Oh, don't cry yet.
No, no.
Wait till you hear this.
Don't do it.
Marie, you're going to play Plinko for a chance to win up to
$50,000. Dollars. And she is the typical Price is Right troll. That helps in my cynicism as well because she looks the part. She looks like if you were going to typecast a woman to come out of the audience and
be
excited.
The typical Price is Right contestant. Yeah.
So she comes up and she's all hands all over him.
Right.
She's not anything to look at herself.
Sounds like he's getting the hang of it.
Here we go. Now, hold on. Do you think this is over the top or not?
Yeah, I can tell by the reaction of the winner.
This is all she's done now is found out she's playing. Yeah.
Right,
right. Okay. She's not won anything yet.
Oh, my God.
It is the most popular game on Price is Right, boys.
See, this is the thing. It's got too many of the elements that reek of a...
What, the trained actress that's in this scene?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you. I gotta go potty.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait till the audience dies down to say the potty thing.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Okay.
You gotta get through these Plinko and then you can go, okay? You gotta get through Plinko before you can go to the bathroom mode. That's okay. It's all... Let me get my Plinko stick. I got my Plinko stick. Hit me with your Plinko stick. This doesn't count. This doesn't count. This doesn't count. This doesn't count. This doesn't count.
So her Plinko thing got...
He's saying it doesn't count. He adjusts it, and it goes into $10,000?
Right away. The problems with this clip are multifold.
So her...
You're suspicious.
Her Plinko chip gets stuck.
Right.
So he takes the stick, and amazingly, when he... pushes the Plinko chip with the stick, it goes right down to the...
But he is saying it doesn't count, it doesn't count. What's the result of that?
It doesn't count. Anytime a chip gets hung up, she gets to redrop.
She gets to redrop.
It doesn't matter, because she amazingly is going to hit two more in a row.
Oh my God. All right.
And she's going to talk more about going to the bathroom.
Wink, wink.
Doesn't count. It doesn't count when it gets stalled like that, Marie. I'm sorry. Tell it to Roger, man. Roger's waving her off. Marie, I'm sorry, but see how you did that? You can do it again.
See, this is why it's like it's a publicist's dream because she almost wins. She loves Drew Carey. Drew Carey says, no, but try again.
Yeah, that adds credibility.
You know, they're waving it off.
In the big Plinko fix.
You got four chips to go. You can do that again. Marie, you can do it again. Here we go. Right down the middle. That's what we want. $10,000, baby!
Quite a coincidence.
$10,000. How you feeling? How you doing up there, okay?
Oh, God.
Let's do another one. You got three more to go. Three more Plinko chips to go. Right down the middle. That's what we want, Marie. Come on, move back to the middle. Move back to the middle. $10,000. $10,000. $20,000.
It's so... You're out. I can so see how you guys perceived it this way because it is so perfect.
Yep.
It's too perfect.
$20,100. Oh, my God. I can't believe
this. Hello, ma'am. I'm Les Moonves from CBS.
Two more to go.
We're taking your $20,000 away. We use that for promotional reasons.
Hang in there.
You're going to be all right.
She doesn't get three, does she?
No,
that's where it stops, but she had another chip.
Especially since today when I saw it where they got $1,500.
I'll tell you what's not perfect about that clip is Drew Carey's skills.
Rob has all kinds of issues with Drew Carey.
He's no Bob, that's for sure.
And the way he was standing on one foot.
Oh, he was standing like he had to go to the bathroom. Bad mic technique.
He doesn't sound... Bob Barker doesn't really scream and yell during the Plinko segment.
There's no authoritativeness to him. Please, he doesn't control the room.
Don't patronize me here. Be honest. You heard it. You didn't see it.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that's a setup?
Yes.
Is that real or am I?
Yeah,
just...
it's too perfect. I mean, it really is too perfect with her going on and on and on and on. I mean, but also the only thing that I would hear that would take that from me is the fact that they do have a studio audience there. It sounds like they were actually doing a real taping of the show.
Who's to say that she wasn't a plant?
Oh, absolutely.
By management. And how is it that just...
You could ring any... You know, look at 20 Watt.
And that clip that's on YouTube, it's got the CBS logo in the corner. They submitted it to YouTube.
Yeah.
Right?
They did. I mean, there'd be no other way to get it because the show doesn't even air.
Well...
Him starting doesn't air until Monday.
Here's what I think. I think we send out our investigative eye team, and we will uncover
the itchy
this.
Eye team.
And this will happen, during... Drew Carey's first year, we will bring that show down. We will bring it down to Chinatown.
And the other thing that I don't care for, and I don't mind telling you, I don't need the big glasses hanging over the Price is Right logo.
I know.
Not fans of Drew Carey. From what I heard, I'm not that big a fan either.
I'm sure he's a nice guy, but it should be Dave Price.
He's smarmy. In a weird way.
Yeah.
He's smirky.
Hey, fellas.
And there's other problems, but I won't get into them because you'll accuse me of being nuts.
All right, 1 minute, hold on. And then we got time to talk to Eva Mendes. What else is wrong? 1 minute, go.
When they brought her up on stage, they've remixed the music. It's hipper, there's bongos, and there's a heavier bass line. It's not the same music. Mm. The direction has changed. The cameras are lower, they're shooting up higher, the show looks different. And I don't care for Drew Carey's mic technique. He shouldn't handle a hand mic if he can't do it.
He has
if you listen to
mic.
It again.
Oh, really?
He has the Barker mic.
If you listen to it again, he is popping. He sounds like this. And he shouldn't be able to do it. If you can't handle it.
What should be his punishment since you seem so passionate about it?
He should be killed. He should be forced to have an anniversary with my wife.
There it is.
But anyway, I wish him nothing but success.
Good for you, Rob. Well, you know what? He'll be out of there as soon as we uncover this big Plinko scandal.
We'll bring down him and Geritol.
I want to see that woman's pants. Right? I want to see those panties.
All right, we'll call the CSI lab also in Las Vegas and get them to go out there and do a sample.
I want to see if they're crusty.
Crusty doing all that Plinko excitement. Was it real or was she a trained actress?
She had to be a trained actress.
Seems like it.
A plant in the audience.
I believe so. Oh, hey, it's almost Eva Mendes time.
Very good.
John?
Yes?
Does your sphincter get just a little tighter when we say it's almost Eva Mendes time?
Yeah, just a little.
She's coming up at 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
We are rooting for you. You know that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
What do you think the odds are?
I'm guessing since they made the concession, I'm going to go high 90s.
Since they made the concession?
To change the time.
To change the time for us.
Oh, I got you.
If we keep talking about it, we're going to miss her.
Yes, we are.
Well, she's late.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Johnny.